injuries real quick here. Everybody set?
Yeah.
Okay. Donnie Avery has a abductor strain, and we'll just see here how he does. He's pretty sore today. And then Jamal's ankle is sore, but he's doing okay. Eric Berry still has a sprained ankle. Right now he's just kind of in the same position he was last week, but just a tad better. And then Joe McKnight. We haven't done anything there yet, but something's going to happen. I don't know if it's with Joe or who, but Doris has got to make a move here somewhere to, you know, so we can add Donald Stevenson back on. Time's yours.
Adam Teicher. I was going to ask you about Stevenson. You intend to get him back at practice tomorrow, is that right?
Yes.
Do you get a roster exemption for him until Saturday? Do you know about that?
I don't.
Okay.
Doris does all that stuff.
I thought for those guys with four games you got until Saturday, you could actually practice with 54 guys plus the practice squad guys.
You might be right. I don't know that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, what about Donnie Avery? Assuming he can't go on Sunday, you guys have the depth. You like what you got at his spot without him?
Yeah, we should be okay there. If it doesn't work out for him.
Andy, was D'Anthony Thomas close this week? Is he getting any closer? Is it still kind of in the same holding pattern?
No, actually, he's feeling pretty good. So, we'll just see how. Right now I'm in that let's just see how we do a practice mode with some of these guys and we'll go from there. But he made it through last week okay, and looks like he's getting better there. So we'll see how things work out, tomorrow.
And then on Stevenson, is he just going to go right back into his regular role there on the right side, or is there kind of an acclimation period here that you have with?
I just got to see where we're at, and I really haven't spent a whole lot of time on that part yet. But we'll see where he's at physically. I think he's probably in pretty good shape right now, but we'll see. Kind of get him back in the swing of things, see how he does.
Hey, Sean Smith is, kind of had a nice 2-week period here. But what are you kind of seeing from this guy, and how has he kind of grown since last year in some ways?
I think he has a better understanding of the defense. I think he's probably just more comfortable. He's always been a pretty good player, so. It's just a matter of, I think it was just a matter of getting kind of his feet wet in this defense and getting comfortable.
What does that, seem to be playing with kind of that energy that you guys look for, kind of that enthusiasm? Is that, something that you've kind of taken notice of?
Yeah, he's played a good emotional, solid football, I think that's an important part of it, too. I think he's done a nice job with that.
Andy, how did your offensive line play last night?
Bob, I thought they played well. Not that we don't have plenty of room to improve, but I thought they came out and played good, tough, hard-nosed football, which is a good starting point. We got to keep working our fundamentals. We got to get better there, and they'll do that. I mean, that's the way they're wired. So I thought they played good football all around.
What kind of game did Eric Fisher have?
He's just gotten better and better and better. I mean, every week he gets a little bit better. That's how I thought he played. I mean, he had an all-pro player he was playing against, and thought he did a great job there.
was that one of those guys where we got to see not only the fact that he's a big, tall guy, but also his athletic ability, taking on a guy like Chandler Jones?
Yeah. Eric's athletic ability is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he had a chance to see that. He, you know, and he is athletic, and he is big, and he moves around well, and he, you know, he's able to. Not that. Listen, Chandler's gonna make his plays. I mean, he does it on the best of them. So but I'll tell you, Eric, I thought did a heck of a job against him.
Coach, good morning, Herbie here. 75 points in your last two games here, and your offense is really starting to show, I guess, what you really wanted it to do. What does that say about all your players? You're able to put those points up so much.
Yeah, well, listen, it's about those guys and the coaches. You know, give them an opportunity to you know, put them in good position to make plays, and then the players, I think, have done a heck of a job of making them. So, you know, and like I mentioned, Bob, there's so much room to improve. It's just we can get a lot better there. We just got to keep focusing in and keep working here.
Anything else, guys?
Yeah, Coach, were there any, now that you've had a chance to go back and watch the game, are there any groups or positional groups that stood out that played, that caught your eye, that played well, that you didn't necessarily think last night?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's hard in a game like that because I think feel you come out of it, you feel like most of the people played okay, you know, and I watched the tape this morning and I felt kind of the same way. I just thought everybody contributed and that doesn't, I don't think anybody, there wasn't anybody that just, you know, didn't play well. I mean, I didn't feel that way in this game. You know, the probably the neatest they played as units on both sides, and that's I'm saying that with the ultimate respect for what they did. When you play together as a team, that's important in this thing. And if somebody has one bad play, then another guy covers them up, and you know that. I saw that. I mean, that's what you saw last night.